Welcome to Pod Talk, a podcast sponsored by the United Soybean Board, which invests soy checkoff dollars to achieve maximum value for U.S. soybean farmers.
In this Pod Talk, we're going to find out about the important role of the soy checkoff in strengthening the soybean industry as a whole and bringing value to U.S. soybean farmers. The soy checkoff has been in place since Congress authorized it in 1991 as a way to fund soybean research and promotion efforts. The checkoff rate is 0.5% of the market price of each bushel of soybeans sold each season. Those dollars are leveraged to build demand, find new markets, and improve the profitability prospects for every soybean farmer. William Layton is a soybean farmer from Vienna, Maryland, and a director on the United Soybean Board, the organization that manages soy checkoff investments on behalf of all U.S. soybean farmers. Right out of college, Layton went to work for a large automaker for a few years, and he saw the resources that his employer put behind their product.
They've got a legal department, they've got an advertising department, they have a research department, and farmers don't have any of these things. They can't afford any of that. But the checkoff provides those things. They provide research, they provide promotion and advertising and outreach and those kinds of things. And so I see that the checkoff is extremely important because it's that opportunity for farmers to have those things which they can't afford on their own, okay, to really promote their product.
Now that he's returned to the farm, Layton has seen firsthand the value of his investment in the soybean checkoff program.
It's amazing how many ways the checkoff really is helping farmers in different ways. Probably the biggest way is building demand, looking at how can we increase demand for soybeans, whether it's selling more of the soybeans that we have or creating better soybeans like the high oleic beans that create new demand for soybeans, promoting them to other countries, to places that aren't currently buying our soybeans.
Keith Tapp, a soybean farmer from Sebree, Kentucky, is also the vice chairman of the United Soybean Board. He's concerned that some farmers may not be aware of the return they receive on their soybean checkoff investment.
I think there's probably something lost there that farmers may not realize exactly how important the checkoff is. I wish that they knew and could see the impact that we have, not only domestically with the innovation that we've gone through and the development of the new products, but especially what we're also doing overseas. We have a lot of end users that we are continually working with and trying to get more beans moved from our farm to their areas.
Tapp said that competition is heating up in the global marketplace, and the increasing focus on soybean quality and sustainability makes checkoff investments even more important.
And then there are other oil seeds that are competing with us. So it's crucial that we continue to strive to build on our product and prove that we are sustainable so that we can stay in that market and regain some of the market back, hopefully.
As William Layton said at the beginning of this program, farmers cannot afford to do all of this important work individually. But through their checkoff, farmers are able to collectively invest in research, promotion, and market development, and do so sustainably over the long term. Thanks to William Layton and Keith Tapp for sharing their thoughts on the value of the soybean checkoff. Discover more about the value of the investments being made by the United Soybean Board on behalf of the soy checkoff by visiting unitedsoybean.org.
This has been Pod Talk, sponsored by the United Soybean Board. USB's 73 farmer directors work on behalf of all U.S. soybean farmers to achieve maximum value for their soy checkoff investments.